welcome to the first episode of the Fishy Piggy podcast.
I'm Adeline.
And I'm Diana.
So today is going to be mostly an introduction. So we're both 16 and we're going to be rising juniors in high school. And right now it's the summer, so we're saying rising.
We're both born and raised in America, but we're Chinese. I think that here is probably a good place to warn anyone who listens to the Chinese version of this episode that our Chinese is not the best, but we will try our very best to sound okay.
So I was born in Maryland, and I've also never moved in my entire life.
Well, I was born in Virginia, and I moved to Maryland when I was around 1 year old. When I was 3, I moved next door to Adeline, and the first time I met her, she gave me a pink jelly bean, and that's how we became friends. So why don't we talk about where our families are from in China? Because the first question that I get when I'm in China and someone knows that I'm from the US is, where is my parents from? So Adeline, where is your family from?
Okay, so my mom's side family is actually from Xi'an, but I think her parents are actually from Shanghai. And then my dad's side family is from Nantong, which is a city that's sort of near Chengdu, so it's like a little small village, I guess, near Chengdu. What about you?
So my dad, I think they're originally from Anhui, but they were both born and raised in Xinjiang, and so like most of, I guess, the most important part of my life, the food, is all from Xinjiang. I guess that will conclude our short introductions. So why don't we start by talking about why we plan on starting this podcast.
So we want to practice our Chinese through our podcast because there's a Chinese version of our podcast as well, and we normally don't have a lot of opportunities to speak Chinese besides in our homes.
And for most Chinese people in the US, like, we go to like a Chinese school on the weekends, but the issue is that like we mostly forget all the words that we learn and all the terms that we use there because it's only on the weekends, and so it's not like a place where we can practice a lot of Chinese.
Yeah, and we basically just sort of leave our Chinese at the door of Chinese school, and some people speak Chinese at home, but it's also not everyone, and it's only at home.
Yeah, so it's really not that much of an opportunity to be practicing, and that is definitely a major reason why we're hoping that through this podcast we can practice it a lot more and also learn a lot more phrases that we would probably find more useful. Because a lot of the phrases we learn in Chinese school aren't always very applicable to our daily lives.
Where we live, there are a lot of Chinese people and also a lot of Chinese schools. So at Chinese school, it's not just Chinese classes. There are also other classes that have to do with all sorts of things like art, instruments, and any extracurriculars.
There's like dancing, martial arts, and like public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Robotics. Oh my god.
Yeah, I remember when we were like in elementary school, our parents would like sign us up for like so many of these.
Oh yeah.
And like there was like classes that every single person has like been to, mm-hmm. whether it's for like a week or for like 5 years.
Yeah, we get put in all sorts of different types of classes. And I also wanted to mention that since we're fortunate to be living in an area with a significant number of Chinese people, there are a bunch of different types of Chinese schools nearby. Each school often meets at different times. So, for example, for us, our school meets from 1 to 5 on Saturdays, while other schools may meet mm-hmm. on Sundays or earlier on Saturdays, etc., etc. And the classes offered at each Chinese school can vary based on location.
Also, we have Chinese school, which is on Saturdays, not during school. But our schools also offer Chinese, but not the schools that we've been to. Some schools in our county offer Chinese as an elective, but that's, I guess, where there's more of a demand, and our schools have not offered that.
Yeah, it totally depends on how many Chinese kids live locally in the area, while our schools don't have as many Chinese kids there. And most of the words that we learn in Chinese school, as like we mentioned before, it's just like we don't use very often. So, mm-hmm. you know, you just like forget words you don't use. So we've also both been like quite interested in like podcasts and like talk show related things. We've both been doing Longsong for like a very long time.
So for those of you who don't know what Longsong is, it's basically like a public speaking sort of Chinese version that
it's like, you know how like normally public speaking is like speeches, while like in Langsong it could be a speech, but it also could be an essay recitation or like a poem recitation. So it's like similar, mm-hmm. but like a little bit different, and it's like focusing on the dramaticness of speaking.
So I guess in English it would like probably correspond to spoken word or something like that, but then it's a special Chinese genre of spoken word. Yeah, and also like in school sometimes we've had like projects where we had to present our projects, and I always felt like those would always be the most interesting part of it for me. And I don't know about you.
Oh, I think we were probably both mm-hmm. the really weird kids who actually enjoyed presentations. I don't know about you, but I've always been in doing this, I think because of Langsong, because of like that exposure to this type of public speaking for so long. You gotta use the skills that you learn, you know?
And also, since we're starting this podcast still in quarantine, it's August, it's been 6 months.
Oh my.
Most people have just been cooped up at home. So this is another reason that we wanted to start this podcast, so we could sort of have conversations and have someone to talk to and bring you guys along with us.
Yeah, I feel like I've been almost going insane for like the past few months, because I don't know, my parents just work at home, and then I'm in my room, and then like I have no one to really talk to. Another major reason why we wanted to start this podcast was whenever I go to China and like someone knows that I'm from America, one of the first things that they ask me is like, what's it like living in America? Which is like quite a broad question, and I feel like, I guess, kind of difficult to answer like super quickly, like, oh, it's like this. That's like a difficult way to answer it. So we're hoping that through this podcast, we can answer any of your questions that you would like to ask an American person. Feel free to send any questions or comments to our Instagram and Twitter at xyxzpod, or to our business email at xyxzpod@yahoo.com. Or if you're watching on Himalaya, you can comment down below.
Have you had any experiences where someone in China just completely misinterpreted what living in the US was like?
Yeah, there's like this one time that I remember so clearly. Like, I was with my niece. She's like only a couple years younger than me, so we're around the same age. And so we were outside playing in her neighborhood with some of her friends. And then one of her friends came up to me and asked if like in America, do people eat turkey every day? And like, it took me a second to realize what she was saying. And I was just like, I probably have had turkey for like, maybe like 4 or 5 times. Like, I don't really eat turkey. So I think that was a very interesting, I guess, idea that she had of what it's like being.
Yeah, I don't even think I eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Like, recently on Thanksgiving, we don't even have turkey. So
we eat chicken. I think it's like so interesting how like really connected our entire world is right now, but yet there's like a lot of things about America that people in China don't know, and there's also a lot of things about China that me as an American doesn't know, because like every single time I visit China, there's like something new there, something I didn't realize definitely. That they had, and that I'm like always surprised by. For example, like, China is totally cashless.
Oh, yeah. I remember, like, when I went, like, I think I went most recently in 2019. And then there were so many restaurants where you just had to pay with WeChat Pay. And then if you didn't have it and if you only had cash, then you couldn't pay. And, like, WeChat Pay is only available for Chinese phones, right? So then we just had to either rely on one of our relatives or we just couldn't go to that store or restaurant.
I remember I went to camp also in 2019, and it was at this boarding school, and the boarding school had like this store, and then inside the store they would only accept WeChat Pay at first, and so like all of us American students were standing there with our cash just being like, please accept our cash, we need toilet paper, please. And eventually our the American coordinator had to go and tell them that, like, they needed to accept our cash because we don't have anywhere else to pay. And I remember, like, at first, like, yeah, we had to pay a deposit on our dorm rooms. And then I didn't realize that. So I was standing there with my cash. And then the dude who was collecting the down payment was staring at me like I was crazy for pulling out cash. My friend had to pay it for us with her WeChat Pay. And I felt really bad about that. But it was like, I didn't expect for it to be totally cashless.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like some of the restaurants we went to, there would always be like people just like telling us to sit down. And then we just end up not being able to pay. Also, I feel like in China, there are, like, so many different words, like, different phrases and, I guess, slang that even if you know Chinese, it's part of the culture, so then you wouldn't know about the slang or any of those new phrases that came up. And also, my mom would also say, like, when she went to China, she would not understand some of the stuff that she saw either on, like, billboards or marketing.
Oh my god, my mom is the same way too. And what's interesting is that my mom actually did her degree in Chinese, but sometimes when I'm listening to like really popular and recent Chinese songs, my mom will be like, what are they even saying? What is this about? And I think that's really interesting because it goes to show how language can change quite quickly, because my mom did her degree like a while ago, but it wasn't really that long ago. So I think that especially since we don't live in China and we're not experiencing the language changing as it changes. So whenever we go back, it's just like there's new vocabulary everywhere. And I think especially because of changes in technology as well, that contributes to the addition of new and different words that we wouldn't have known if we weren't like consistently in China, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it was also so different from like the past few times that I've been to China too, because for a while I went like about like every 2 years. So then like before, everything was like WeChat Pay existed, but it wasn't like that prevalent everywhere.
Yeah, I think in recent year it's like totally changed so quickly, and I guess we weren't prepared for that. So that is a major misconception that or misunderstanding of China that we had. And so I guess that goes to illustrate that, like, there's a lot of differences that we haven't
definitely
recognized yet.
So we hope that through this podcast, people living in America, like us, will be able to learn more about what it's like in China and also vice versa. That's why our episodes will be available in both English and Chinese. And if you would like, you can check out our Chinese episode. We will be uploading bi-weekly, so be sure to subscribe to not miss an episode.
Oh, I guess that'll conclude our first episode.
Thank you so much for listening.
This episode of Fishy Piggy was written and produced by us, Adeline Yu and Diana Zhu. Our theme music is by Loyalty Freak Music. Special thanks to Xu Bo Yuan and Iris Yang for their support in the creation of this podcast. And thank you to listeners like you. Next time, we will discuss what our summer break during the COVID-19 pandemic was like. See you in 2 weeks. You won't want to miss it.